This podcast contains adult content and adult language. In no way does this reflect the opinions of other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester or Homecast. Your discretion is advised.
¿Cómo estamos todos juntos?
¡Viva San Pedro!
¡Viva!
¡Viva!
¿Cómo estamos todos juntos?
¡Viva San Pedro!
Three times. ¿Cómo estamos todos juntos?
¡Viva San Pedro!
¡Buena fiesta! ¡Buena fiesta!
Good morning, Gloucester. Unleashed in this episode 94. Not only is it 94, this is our fourth annual Fiesta Cast. However, this year, this is part two.
Yes.
So we had a part one with Rogue, and that came out earlier this week.
Friday.
Friday, right?
Yeah.
And now we have part two Fiesta Cast. And I don't even want to say who it is yet because this is insane. Like, Bridget, you did it this time. And Sam. Sam, thank you.
You're very welcome.
This is pretty this is pretty crazy, right?
Very exciting. I'm excited.
So, you know, Bridget and I this year, you know, earlier this morning, I'm like, is this 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
It's legit 4 years we've been doing this. And every year we are able to bring in, you know, the folks from Fiesta. We had Sammo last year. You know, so it's just, this is awesome. I'm so excited. So we have the hat ladies.
Yeah,
we have
crazy, crazy hat ladies.
Crazy hat ladies. Crazy hat ladies. We have Amy Rum. Say hello.
Hello.
Morning, Gloucester.
Yes. So excited. And so.
Why don't we have them say their names?
Yes.
So we can decipher their voices.
Okay.
For everyone. Be like, which one is who?
All right. Who's Robin?
I'm Robin. I'm Robin the dog groomer. Downtown. And my sister.
And I'm Amy, the school teacher.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Who's on summer vacation.
Who's on summer vacation.
Yes. Yes. And, come out.
And do make sure that we put, hashtag Robin's dog grooming in here.
We'll do it.
Right? Want to make sure that we do. And appropriately, all the dogs are coming out now.
They know.
This is great.
Ginger likes to come in and bark at everybody because Ginger is our neighbor dog and she likes to come in and bark at everyone. And it's like, oh my God, your dog's so cute. I'm like, that's not my dog. Likes to shit in my yard. That's fine.
So, here's the thing, and which is really funny. I'm going to admit this openly. I have no idea how you got started, why you got started, what was your inspiration, and I'm going to put that out there because I'm going to guarantee there are probably a lot of people from Gloucester that also don't understand it. Because all we know at this point is you are a part of Fiesta, and that's all that matters.
And we are.
But we don't know how the heck it even freaking happened.
Well, so me and my sister have been having this Fiesta party for about 27 years.
Wow.
And it started with my sister and a group of friends. And for me, it started as, you know how you see your friends and you say, we should really get together. What are you doing?
Yeah.
We never make time.
Right.
So I decided to start throwing a party. And I started out small.
Yeah.
And now it's really big.
Right.
But it's not everyone's my friend. They're acquaintances, they're good people. One thing I can tell you is everybody has a great time when they come to our house.
Oh,
they smile. I think everyone lives a stressful life, but I think that one time a year, everyone comes to my house, they line up, they laugh, they smile, good to see you, how you doing, how the kids, how's... That's why I do this party. I do this party because it's such a great time to pull people together, to just really, really enjoy each other. And with all the stresses of the world going on,
right.
I just think that this is the best time of year for me to have our friends come.
Yeah, well, and it's Fiesta, and people love Fiesta, and people come out. And so we just decided to, as it got bigger and bigger, and my sister would be out, and she'd be like, hey, come to our party. Hey, come to the party. Next thing you know, it's 200
and
people.
And Amy would be hitting me. Like, stop inviting people. So we do. We have 200 or so people show up at my house, and we have a small parade that we carry a statue of St. Peter that we made.
Wow.
He's about 5 foot tall, and we do not mock him at all.
No.
We love this tradition.
Right.
We are two Portuguese girls that love this Italian festival that goes on. We love the tradition.
Yeah.
We go to the novena.
We've been going to the novena for the 9 days of novena, which is really what St. Peter's Fiesta is all about.
Right.
And that's where it gives the meaning behind why people do what they do, and to see the old women who are who've held out this tradition for 90 plus years.
92 years. This is the 92nd year of Fiesta this year. And
so how did the hats
come out? The hats. So about 2000, it was days before Fiesta, and I remember looking up at the altar and I thought, I could do something with that. I know I could. So I took a piece of red construction paper. I wrapped it around a safari hat. And I took some little lights that the guy that was renting next door to my grooming shop had some little lights in a display case. And he was throwing it away. And I took them all out. And I put them on a hat with St. Peter in the middle. And that was it.
And that was
2000.
It. 2000. So why did you want to do that? Like, what made you be like, you know what? I could put this on a hat. But this was just... Why did you
want to do that? One more added detail.
It was a detail. And I thought, well, this is what it's all about. It's all about St. Peter. It's okay. All about St. Peter. Okay. So I would love to bring him and see what happens. And you know what? So I did him for about 2 years by myself. And then I said, let's have a hat party. Well,
and it was really well received when she... You know, because everyone knows Robin's just crazy and kooky, and she just likes to have fun. And so people laughed at, they're like, okay, that's Robin, that's so funny.
My sister never volunteers for this kind of stuff, I'll tell you that at all. No. I usually say, hey, guess what? And she'll tell you. She
got a great idea.
I got a great idea. There was a Horribles parade float before, and she was in college, and she just had to show up. And she really didn't know what it was about. And yeah, I made her wear some... crazy costume.
But then the next year she decided to do, hey, let's just bring a hat party. It's just a hat party. It wasn't even a specific theme.
So the party that, was it the party that you were originally having?
Our original party.
Now you're calling it a hat party.
No, the following year she decided to say, in our invitation, and at that time there was only maybe 30 people that would come, 30, 40 people that would come. And we would send out invitations to be like, the theme, we're going to do crazy hats. It didn't have to be Fiesta themed or anything.
Oh, okay.
And so...
And so I did my crazy St. Peter with tin foil and a piece of red foamy board wrapped around a safari hat. That was it. St. Peter on the top. That was it.
The old red altar.
And it was the old altar from back in the early 90s. Because, you know, there were many altars through the years. But so this altar, and I never really liked that altar. So I was like, it's just so ugly. But anyways, and that was just my opinion. Because if you look at altars through the years, they were magnificent back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Exactly. Which I did do a hat one year with all old altars. And it was great. Wasn't that
really?
That was a great hat. Yeah. Yeah, it was good. So
so after that, you know, a couple people came with hats and... They were like,
no, three people came with hats. Three.
Some people came three out of all the people you invited,
Some people came with, like, beer cans on there. It wasn't even Fiesta-related. And then...
And I started doing the altar because I thought right off, well, I'm going to stick with the altar, the religious aspect of it.
Right.
And then my sister came up with this hat. It was really small, and I thought, all right, what are you doing? It's a small little hat, and it was a greasy pole. And it was a huge hit. It was a huge hit. And
people were like, whoa, that's great. And, you know, it was the kids' toys. Like, we had
Were Legos.
On it. Yeah. Legos and toys.
G.I. Joes.
And G.I. Joes.
Popsicle sticks.
Yeah. G.I. Joes. Like, it was like a plastic covering that goes over your Tupperware. And people would be like,
that was the water that year. You put that over
Where did you get that? Yeah. I mean, it was so archaic and so funny. And then the following couple years, our boys, 4 and 5, decided to join in, and we made hats for them. And then it became a little bit of an obsession for our boys when it would come, because we'd be busy working on our hats, and they'd want their hats to be like hers, because she had movable parts.
I had carnival rides that actually moved.
It was awesome.
Yeah, they were never meant to go on a hat and walk around town, so they never lasted very long.
And they got bigger, and then we'd be like... A week before, we'd be making them, and I'm like, I am not wearing this. I am going to be embarrassed wearing this. I'm not wearing. We'd put it on, and we'd laugh.
And I would say, does this hat make my butt look big? And we would just, because we'd catch our reflection in the window, and I'd be like, oh my God, that hat's so big. I was like, I'm going to wear that hat. And we would laugh. And we would laugh because we said, you know what? Our friends love this. People love this. This is just our thing. And we bring them out at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and we take them off at about 7, 8 o'clock on Sunday night, and we have bruises on our heads right about here every year. Because it's a price to pay to wear a hat that big. It's not heavy, it's awkward. Well, that's our response.
Right, right.
I'm sure that's probably
I think it's worth it. I'm not wearing it, but I think that this
is the most amazing thing ever. Well, and I think what happens is... We'll wear them. People, our family and friends were there. They love it. They take pictures of us. And then we go down to the we the go races. Down to the beach and stuff like that, and it's like the parting of the sea. People like part, and they're like, "Here comes the hat, ladies!" And I'm just like, "Oh, whatever, it's just a hat, whatever." Sometimes I forget I even have it on. People are like, "Can I take your picture?"
Oh, they get inundated.
Like my sister and I have a certain pose because we can't like put our arms around each other because our hats will clash. So we've got a certain way that we. I mean, and it just becomes funny, and people from all over the world have asked us about it and videotaped from someone from Japan or China was doing something, and it's just so funny. We look at each other and we're like, really? It's a hat. Like, it's really not a big deal. But
so when, okay, so you've been doing this since 2000 and it's kind of evolved, but when did you be, what year was it that people were taking more notice and saying, wanting to take pictures with you, and and then you became a part of Fiesta? So when did, when, what year was
I
that?
I think 4 or 5 years afterwards, because then what happened was it was our family, it was four of us. My sister and I and the boys, and then our significant others wouldn't even hang out with us. They would just be like, oh, whatever, you know. But I think that's when it started getting big, because the four of us, and then the boys decided they didn't want to do it anymore. No, and then we just,
too old, but, right? And I'll she be kept honest, going bigger. I did keep going bigger because I kept running out of room. I mean, there were carnival rides to put on. There was Andy sausage to put on. There was, you know, there's fireworks to put on. Where am I going to put this all? So believe me, it could really get really big. And, I guess every year we just kind of
like you're part in the seas now when you go down. So when did that start? Like, did that start in 2000?
Did you notice it?
Did you? Yeah, right.
Well, so, and I'll be honest that we have been iconic of the Fiesta, but I don't really feel like we've been recognized until the last handful of years. Mm-hmm. Where people kind of finally, here they come. We've had some really great, last year they did, 2 years ago they did a great article in the paper of us. It was great, it really was awesome. And but I honestly say, because we're a little shy every so often, believe it or not, it happens. And so the hats kind of come out, we kind of just do our thing, and we laugh, and we smile, and we have a walk we do. We walk down Beach Court, it's taken us 2 hours to get from Beach Court back to Sebastian's Pizza area. For taking pictures.
Mm-hmm. No way.
You should see them on the beach. I mean, when she says they part the sea, they're not kidding.
There's actually a photo on Google Images of, and it might actually be Amy, and or it could actually be Robin, and her hand, your hands are out, and they're,
it's me.
And everyone is, everyone is, no one is looking at the beach.
Oh, I love
everyone
it.
Is looking at her.
I love it. So I love it.
Because you ought to have fireworks that come out.
I have fireworks that come out, and it's not unusual to see me get a crowd going a little bit. Doesn't take much. A couple moggies, somebody do things, and you can get a crowd. And to wear a hat like that, really, you know, some, we just laugh. And that it's, it brings us such great joy to do this for the, for us. We do it for us,
right.
And our friends. And then, you know, it's we started fun. Something that we just, we are in.
Yeah. Because people start asking as June comes, they're like, hey, you got your hats ready? It's the very first question people ask. They're already starting to ask now.
Oh,
you got your hats? I had it today. Someone was in church. Someone's like, get the hats. I'm like, yeah, not yet. And he's like, I look forward to seeing it, you know. And I think maybe we got big. A couple of years ago, we ended up, so we made a Facebook page, Crazy Hat Ladies of Fiesta. Okay. We made business cards and we handed them out to people and asked people, you know, just upload your pictures to our Facebook page.
Because we don't take pictures of ourselves. We are taking the pictures.
Exactly.
So we don't get to take pictures with a lot of these people out of towners and groups and, oh, family photo with the Crazy Hat Ladies.
Yeah.
So it just has become a thing.
Where did the name come from, Crazy Hat Ladies? Did it evolve?
You know what? I'll take it. I'll take credit for it.
Did
I just
say it, or did it evolve?
No,
like,
I think,
oh, these are the, you know, and the,
no,
you're like,
I think I
kind of
said
it.
I said, we're the Crazy Hat Ladies. I'm pretty sure.
Because now you trademarked and branded, and you didn't even know it. You just said, this is what we are.
And if you start typing in Crazy Hat, we come up on Google.
Wow.
And I think little by little.
Big time.
We do.
Big time.
Wow.
They do. You know, we get recognized. Now they do announce us on the beach. They'll say,
because
we're always there before all the events happen. It's the Crazy Hat Ladies, but, you know, and it's so much fun. And so what happened was.
Tell them about the Low Folks Festival.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
That was about 6, 7
we
years ago.
Were invited. So Lowell has a big folk festival.
Okay.
And so one of their themes that they were going to have was hat wear from all over. And they had summer solstice hat wear. They had these women with these big feather things, the Brazilian feather things. And so they asked us. So
no, they spotted us on the beach during Fiesta the year before.
Oh, that's right.
And they knew they were going to be doing a hat celebration at the Lowell Folk Festival, which is a very big, huge,
huge folk festival. Yeah.
So they sent us a letter, and we got it in December, and they wanted to know if we would come to the Lowell Folk Festival with our crazy hats. They took pictures. We have this whole thing of the crazy Fiesta hat ladies. And so we couldn't just show up at the Lowell Folk Festival with these hats. Right. There's a story.
Yeah. Yeah. People don't understand.
They didn't understand. Right. So let me tell you. My sister and I pulled out all stops, and I made a papier-mâché St. Peter. He's about 5 feet tall. He sits on a board of rose with roses. We brought our hats.
We brought that five feet. Oh my God!
And then we set up a picture display because I said, "How do we explain these to these people?
Exactly.
What do they know about this hat?" So we set
up. Not even about the hats. What do they know about Fiesta?
What do they know?
People don't know. So we had pictures from all over. We had Bert the Conqueror came and did a video. He came to Gloucester and did it, and so we had his video clip. We were given our old Fiesta committee gave us old pins that they didn't that they hadn't. So we were given out pins. We were.
We did Gloucester good. I'll tell you that.
We were giving out Discover Gloucester information to come to Gloucester. And people were like, well, when is it? We're like, well, put it on your curtain so that you'll remember it for next year. But not only did they invite us, and it was such an honor for us to come.
And it was in July, so it was after Fiesta. We were going to the Lowell Folk Festival. We had not.
Yeah.
They paid us!
They paid us to go. They paid us. They put us up at a hotel. They
gave us. Is this your only paid gig?
Oh, yeah.
That was, well, not only that, but then the couple years later.
I would have done it free.
Right? We don't tell them that.
A couple years later, they were doing like the best of the best, and we got invited to come back again and do it again.
They said we had so many people at our tent that they wanted us to come back again. They paid us more money.
Amazing.
Right? Put us in a hotel. Fed us. We had a blast.
It was so much fun.
And we got to wear our hats for an extended period. It was a hoop.
We represented our community.
And we did. Yeah. We represented Gloucester really good.
And we don't do it for any recognition.
No.
Nobody needs to, like, recognize us or anything. But we do it for the love of it. And, again, like my sister said, in this world where it's just crazy, and we just, it just makes people feel good and they're happy and it makes them smile. And, you know, it's like.
Right.
It's a no-brainer, you know?
Right.
No, not everyone could do it because people are like, oh, where'd you get that? I'm like,
would you wear this hat? Would you wear this hat if you bought this hat at Walmart? I mean, because some of the most frequently asked questions are, number one frequently asked question is,
how much does it weigh?
How much does it weigh? And it's awkward. It's not that it's a heavy hat. It's made out of foamy board, Legos, popsicle sticks, Mardi Gras beads. It goes on and on.
Mine's probably like 6, 7, 8 pounds.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just awkward.
Have you ever weighed it?
No, we haven't.
Well, you guys should. So when you first started, it was obviously like you were talking about. It was smaller. It was just about.
Oh, it was very small.
It was just about the party.
It was about the party.
So wait, first of all, do you live in the same place for 27 years?
I have been in the same house for 26 years.
And then this is the place you have the party every, is this the same house?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
So if I were to sell the house, the people that own the house, one Saturday a year, they would have about 200 people show up at their house dressed in funky clothing.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It's so funny because like now it's like, you know, people come to the party, but we tell everyone come 3 o'clock on Saturday. If you don't come any other time, come 3 o'clock. Now we have the grease pole walkers that walk on Saturday, come up to the house. They come up to the house. They're part of our parade. So we have little kids who carry oars. We have a parade. Stop. We have a drummer.
We have a drummer.
Then we kind of present.
We come out with our hats. So now we debut our hats at the end of our 15-minute parade.
So not even minutes. When did the So we talked about starting in 2000.
Yeah,
you're being recognized, but now you're talking about a parade.
I know.
A mini parade.
It's a mini parade. Barely leaves our neighborhood.
No, it's fine. But when did that start?
I think that started the boys.
And
were
why?
Probably.
Yeah. What? When did that start? And why did the mini parade start?
I'm going to take full responsibility for it. Because, again, I have these great ideas all the time. And I say to my sister, I have an idea. And she always gets it. Oh, God. Yep, I can't lie. And I think It started out, I'm going to be honest, it was a blow-up doll. St. Peter was a blow-up doll.
Oh, that's right, he was.
He was a blow-up doll. He had, yep, and again, he had this great beard, and we would carry him to the altar, and the altar was just a piece of foamy board, spray-painted a little. Now it's very
elaborate. Yeah, it wasn't
even
a parade at that time. It was just, she'd bring him out of the house.
Out of the cellar.
Put him up on our little makeshift altar.
Right.
And that was it.
Right.
And then it just got...
And then you walked down to
No, at that point, we didn't do anything. We just brought it from the garage to the yard. And then... I don't know, my sister I got a great idea.
I had a great idea, and I sat on my back deck, and I had some strips of newspaper, and I had some mixed-up paste in water, and I said, I'm going to do something with this balloon. And I made St. Peter.
And it became St.
Peter. And I made St. Peter. And you know what? He came out really good, and I put him on the stand, and St. Peter was created.
Then you said, we're going to march with our hats down.
Oh, we got to march. We've got to march with this somewhere, at least down the street. Okay. So we started just,
your hats on, though.
We were just debuting our hats. At that time, it was just the hats. We'd come out, we'd be like,
yeah, we would just come out with the hats before the parade. And then, so the parade, we did the parade, and we have ore carriers, and we have confetti bombs, and we have, I'm not kidding you, 200 people
like,
that line
that
the
street. Literally was just like, this is what we need to do?
Yeah, well.
And when did that start?
It's her all the time.
The parade really probably started, I'm going to say probably...
5 years ago?
No, longer than that. Probably 7-8 years ago.
No way. Really? That long?
Yeah. And now, so before it would just start like at the bottom of the hill. Now it goes, we bring our...
That's their St. Peter.
We bring our... we bring him earlier in the day down to a neighbor at the bottom of Orchard Street. We hide it in her yard. And then at 3 o'clock, we gather people and we... Like, okay, everyone, come on out in the street. And they all line up the side of the street. And we walk down
to where our St. Peter is.
And we organize a little parade.
We have a parade.
And neighbors come out. And
Orchard Street is a... Not for nothing. Orchard Street is away from the Greasy Pole.
Well, it's not too far. It's Sebastian by Sebastian's Pizza.
Right.
So we are on the cutoff as far as Fiesta.
Yes.
Non-Fiesta. So we are on the cutoff.
You start at, like, say, Sebastian's.
Yeah.
And then we walk down.
No, we just walk up to her house.
To my house.
To Orchard Street.
We walk
up to the party.
We go to where my house is.
Yeah.
Which is about a...
So if you blink your eyes, it's over.
Yeah. And then do you take St. Peter to the Greasy Pole?
No.
They just go down Orchard Street to their house.
Oh, that's it. That's all you do.
He's in a neighbor's backyard.
And we do all these fun things at the end.
So it's literally only on that street.
That's all it is.
We
have no permits or anything.
Right. I know, but that's why I was like...
We can edit this out.
When you take your hats, don't you come down Beach Court?
We do that around 4 o'clock. We'll do the parade. People take pictures. Everyone's
so
great.
So your parade for the hat unveiling
is
on
at
Beach
3
Court.
O'clock
it's
sharp.
On Beach Court. It's on Orchard Street.
It's on our, in our neighborhood.
Street. But, so, I thought I've seen you coming
we do.
Down.
No, oh,
they
yeah,
do.
Yeah. So
they
we're there.
Walk down
so
just
you do
them
two
and,
things.
So,
yeah. Okay.
We all present right. the hats at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
At 4 o'clock, we gather up. Let's go.
Okay.
We're heading down to the Greasy Pole. So we... Head down to the Greasy Pole,
yes.
It's usually the walk.
An entourage of people.
Entourage.
Oh my God, I can't imagine.
The seas part as we come. And we stop at a few houses. We do a couple of chants.
Yeah.
We walk down to the beach where we hang out for a little bit.
Right.
But we got a kicking party going at my house, so we don't stay too long. We hang out a little bit.
Right.
And then we take a bunch of pictures. You do a walk
it's
around.
So funny.
And
it's just so funny.
It's a riot.
People, you see people like pointing and they're like, there they are. And they come down like, can I take your picture? Take a picture. I'm like, well, I don't wear this hat to not have my picture
right,
taken.
Right.
Like,
and what we mean, right, it's just so awesome. Why not?
Fun.
So
right.
it becomes a couple hours of a lot of picture taken. Then we head back to my house. But we spend all day Sunday down at the Fiesta with our hats.
Oh, you do?
All
oh,
day.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
So we hang out at the beach. We hang out just because it's our 2 days a year that
we
wear these hats.
We watch the parade. So. People are like, why don't you be in the parade? We're like,
No.
We're not that. No. Like, we don't... No. We don't want to take over anything.
No,
it's
God,
just what
no.
We do. We're on the sidelines.
It's what we do.
Right.
We laugh and we love it. And if we can share this with our friends and bystanders, and we just love it.
Right.
I know I'm not the only one who looks forward to it.
She's not the only one.
So,
she's
no
one
way.
Of our biggest
do
fans.
You,
so we love it.
Absolutely.
So do you guys? Okay. So do one of you do the same thing every year? Like, do you guys change it up every year? But does one do the altar and one do the greasy pole?
Yes. I so do the altar. Okay. I always do the altar.
Okay.
So I don't always redo my hat. I add to it every year.
Oh.
I do not make a brand new hat every year. That's another one of the most frequently asked questions are, do you make a new hat?
No kidding.
Because we'd have 19 hats.
No kidding.
And the work that goes into these hats is so intense that I just physically could not do it every year, make a brand new hat. So I always do the Fiesta.
One year's gonna get too heavy, though.
And well, you have to really keep that on mind. You have to keep it on mind.
Right, and they keep up with things, too. Like if something happens in Gloucester or like something changes, like when Safathia became mayor, they added Safathia to the hat. And like, like stuff like that.
When
like
the wind turbines came that year, I had three huge wind turbines coming out of the top of my hat.
Yeah, so like they keep up with it.
Oh, and the Bird's Eye.
And the Bird's Eye building, the hotel came. I had the Bird's Eye, and the next year I did the hotel, where the hotel was on my hat for about 3 years. And I would add to it, take it down. I haven't done a brand new hat in about 3 years. But this year I added two brand new sides.
And they're a secret, right?
And they're secret. Nobody knows.
Until
Saturday, 3 o'clock sharp.
At your house.
And so not every year is an epic year. Not every year can we think of something.
Well, no. You might not think it's an epic year.
You're right.
But everyone else but you guys might. It is an epic year.
So my sister
always. You might be like, but you know, everyone's like, they can't wait.
Amy always does the greasy pole, and I have to say, I'm very happy. My sister finally went big after many years of fighting it. And she just couldn't fight it anymore. It had to go big. There had to be the boats. There had to be the blessing of the fleet. There had to be. So my sister joined.
The dories are on there.
Wow.
In fact, we just pulled it out. It's in the car right now, and I'm like, I think I'm going to have to redo a lot of it.
My hat is finished. I finished it today, so... That makes my hat very happy because...
What's the basis of the hat? Like, is it a... Like, what kind of hat is
foamy it? Foamy board. So it's a regular... I have a cowboy hat. And on top of it, I cut a hole. And the base is foamy board. You have got to think light. Or you're never going to get the details on it that you really want.
Remember when you did wood?
Oh, gosh.
Who did wood?
It was like a piece of wood, and I had to like put cotton
on it. Oh, bruises. Bruises. It was bad.
You were like, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? That was probably epic.
Bruises and bumps. How you doing? Oh, I'm doing all right. It's going down.
Do you see like new toys coming out? You're a school teacher, so you see like little kids with toys, and you're like... Be great on a hat.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. That's always on my.
Because we don't have little ones anymore, so I can't raid their toy boxes. Yeah. You know.
Oh my God, I will gladly donate toys.
You definitely. We'll take
thank you.
People.
We'll take you up on that.
Because
we would put an APB out looking for 4-inch people with
the people at yard sales.
Yard sales. Todd's Farm was always a great one. I would score Bobby dolls, Ken dolls, and you could put tutus on them, and you could put boobs on them. You could put...
They were pretty much any greasy.
You could be anything, right?
Oh, yeah.
So,
It's fun. It's fun.
But some years...
I try and do, like, whatever a tribute to someone or something going on. Last year, remember when the Pepsi truck drove on to the beach?
I had the Pepsi truck on
my greasy pole. And so if there's something that... noteworthy in the town, you know, we kind of
not a whole lot going on this year. I kept waiting for that it's kind of been a little quiet, but I pulled
quiet,
a little something off. It's okay, pull something off. And a lot of
around here,
cold too,
exactly.
A little extra glitter, a little pipe cleaners are my best friends.
I won't lie,
they come in many, many colors.
Yes,
I am adding new lights on this year. I'm very excited. I'm very excited. We'll light up nice and bright this year. See it from space, you'll see it from space. That's what we're going for this year.
Oh, nice.
We've got to tell them that someone made, because my sister barters with people, someone made. You remember we made a St. Peter cutout?
Yep.
It's a cutout. It's St. Peter, and you put your face
the
in
photo op.
Pose in it.
Oh, right.
So people come and take their pictures, take it. So we had that when we went to the little folk festival, and people were like, oh, it's Jesus. And I'm like, it's not Jesus. It's St. Peter, the gatekeeper. Like,
they
come
don't
on.
Know.
So again, they don't know. So that's why we had to tell the story. That's why, again.
My sister-in-law used to live here, and she, they don't know.
Well, but you know what? With that all said.
But she lives in Lowell, and she was well aware of who St. Peter is and all that stuff. She's probably the only one from Lowell that knows about St. Peter.
And Fiesta is not really all about the big drunk party that I think people think. And I think that that's something that is always going to be part of it. We don't see it that way. I won't lie. I do like to partake in a little, you know, extra adult curriculum. You know, I won't lie. But it's, I love the tradition. We do the 9-day novena that started last week. We go every night. We, we're the, again, the Portuguese girls celebrate in this Italian festival that
well,
we
let's
just
face it,
love.
Half of our community, half is Portuguese.
You're right.
And
you're
the
right.
other half is Italian.
Right.
I mean, that's what yep. it is.
And
so.
We love it.
It wasn't long, a while ago. Now yeah, we've, now we're a melting pot now. Yeah. But
right, right.
It's just, I think it gave us a lot more meaning when we started going to it and being yeah. like, and that's when we saw the yeah. the way that they do the altars at the Legion. They do it there. They set it all up every year. They display St. Peter different. So my sister.
So I do that on my hat every year. The way St. Peter is displayed right now, which most of the community doesn't see because they don't go to the novena, but they display him. They dress him up. This year he's got the Nina out front of him. There's a lighthouse. There's some seagulls. It's beautiful. It really is. They set it up really, really nice. So
one thing about the Fiesta cast too is, you know, obviously us growing up, Fiesta was one of those things. Carnival, drinking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And as we continue to do the Fiesta cast and talking to people, you know, like you and your caliber, is we go on about these traditions, you know, and stuff like that, and we learn about why Fiesta is important to
yep.
everyone and why yep. why people do the things that they do. And, you know, it's one of those things where we bring it to light where it's like, it's not just about that.
It's not.
It is about the tradition. Yeah. Because don't get it twisted. I will sit out here on Sunday morning and I will show up in my Fiesta white right there at that
yeah,
corner.
Right, right.
And I will wait for Father Jim to come out and bless everybody. And
sure.
be like, all right, now you all
it's
go.
A great tradition.
It's an awesome tradition.
It is, and it's the 92nd year this mm-hmm. year, which is so awesome. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the greasy pole and the same boat races, and it's just...
We love it when newbies come to town, or like newbies don't know what the greasy pole is and the same boat races, because it is such a tradition.
It's a
and I think
thing.
What mm-hmm. like Sunday's always one of my favorite days, because the pride that the gentlemen who have walked it before, who have won it before, like the pride that they have in that, not because
they're not the drunken fools out on the pole.
No.
They're not.
It's
I don't
like a rite
see
of passage
that anymore,
for them,
you know?
And it really...
No, it's toned down a lot over the years,
oh,
I
absolutely.
Think, too. Even with the Friday and the Saturday pole, my husband walks Saturday. So, I mean, it's don't get me wrong. They still have a damn good
time. Oh, sure.
But it's not what it used to be. And it always does make me a little bit mad when people are like, oh, Fiesta's just one big party. I'm like, well, it's just a tiny part of it. People are celebrating.
You're right. Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's yep. just, there's yep. more to it than
and I feel
that.
Like those people haven't experienced.
Well, they haven't got the other
they haven't experienced
it.
What
yeah.
it's really all about. And again, for us, it's our friends, it's our family, yeah. it's the community. I mean, Gloucester definitely has one of the most unique communities ever.
Yeah.
And we've experienced that many, many times through our life. And I love yeah. this time of year. My son will tell you the best holiday ever, and he's 22, is yeah. my mother's best holiday ever is Fiesta.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Right? It really is. It's I look forward to seeing Samuel this year. I look forward to seeing people I haven't seen for 365 days.
That's what I love.
Or
people come home from all over
they
the
come
world.
Home.
They've moved away,
yeah.
and they always
it's bigger
migrate
than Christmas.
Back.
Gloucester
is
bigger
it's,
than Christmas.
It's a big family reunion yeah. is what I call it.
It's
a big family
also,
reunion.
Like, warm.
I got goosebumps.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's warm. And
so we did Fiesta Cast 2 years ago with two of my friends that came out from California to be here for Fiesta.
Nice.
It actually is coming up on my time hop now. And they were like, oh, I just want to come back and eat all the food.
That's a good part of
actually,
it.
Yeah.
Because, and I even had, I think it was you, where like, you love bringing people, strangers from out of town, like here
yeah,
for Fiesta.
Yeah, I cooked that here, right?
Yeah, but you also said that to me on the last podcast too. You're like, you love just bringing newcomers here for Fiesta. I'm like, because mm-hmm. I'm bringing a new person. She's from New Hampshire.
She's nice.
Coming out for Friday, and she's like, you just love bringing strangers here, don't you, for Fiesta? I'm like,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
fun.
I think a lot of people do.
I would love to be a person yeah. who has never yeah. seen it before and then just show up.
Yep.
I would love
I'm
to
right,
just
how
be like,
awesome would it be like?
What is that's what I mean. Like, what is yeah. going on
what about
here?
This one? Well, this yeah. one with his headphones on.
Today, I got out of my car, and someone was walking by, and they're looking at the half-built altar, and I said, next weekend's the weekend to be here. And they're like, why? What goes on? And I looked over and I said, St. Peter's Fiesta. I said, just Google it on your phone. I said, if you're not far from here, mm-hmm. I said, you should come down. They had just come from down by Pavilion Beach. And I said, you see that thing out in the water there, that platform? They're like, yeah, we're wondering about that. And I said, well, that comes really alive next weekend. Mm-hmm. I said, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I said, you might want to.
Oh, Sam, I'm excited.
You would have had to be at
come
so
on
funny.
Down.
So. Seriously.
Because well, then when it's over,
I bring.
Right, because after Sunday, you know, you go home, they bring out St. Peter, and they parade them all around, and then the next day, you come, and it's like it's gone. It's like Christmas.
It's like it never happened.
It's just over. And you're like, yeah, and we have, like, Fiesta hangovers, not because we've been drinking, but just because for 4 days. This one, she loses her voice.
I do.
By the Sunday night, her voice
from
is
from talking
hoarse.
So much. First of all, it's not from yelling all the time.
Right.
Well, it's from talking a lot, and how you're doing, and what are you doing, and what are you doing, come on, I never stop.
My sister likes to sing at the party, so our party, we have a band, and the party, the last song of the night is my sister singing Angie, and that's how we all know it's time,
to go.
And
that's awesome.
It's always hard, but you know, it's just fun. People bring food, and they just
everyone pitches
just
in.
Want to be a part of it.
Yeah,
laugh,
of course.
Smile,
when you have a party that big, everyone starts to pitch in.
Yeah, so. It's a great party. It really is.
So, do you have a favorite year of your hat?
Oh, geez. The year I did all the old, I did four old altars from the past. Like they were from the 30s and the 40s and the 60s.
Wow.
They were awesome. And I have to say, because it was so intricate. If you saw the altars back in the day,
they were
gorgeous. Wow. And they would pick a family and they would set it up out front of their houses.
Right.
And it was an honor to have this altar displayed down in the fort out in front of your house, you know.
Right.
And so...
Now,
when
did you do research to see what those
absolutely,
altars
look like? Absolutely.
And where did you go to find
well,
that
I went to the Fiesta book. There's a Fiesta book that was done a bunch of years ago, and it had some great pictures, probably the best pictures you can find. And I started looking through them, and I'll tell you, it was really a great hat.
It must have been hard to just pick four.
It was very hard.
I'm
it,
sure
was.
It was.
It was.
Yeah, that's a hat that I wish that we had kept.
I wish I had kept it.
Because we've had people ask, like, we should put them in the museum, be part of the museum display, you know, things like that. And we're like,
but you're kind of use the same hat.
We
over
use
and
the
over
same
we
hat.
Use the same base, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, do you take photos of the hats? Have you ever thought about getting them professionally
archiving.
Taken? Like, having photos professionally taken? Like,
no. We just have people take.
No,
we
people
lots
take
of
lots
pictures
of us. So we. Yeah, no. Take pictures, but send them to us. Put them up on our website.
It's a tradition for me. I have to get a picture with the hat ladies every year.
Oh, yeah.
I got Emmett now. We have Emmett to
so
it.
So how many pictures do you have, Sam?
I don't know. I'd have to go through them. I probably have at least, five or six.
Sorry, you
just
don't
up
have
in
a folder.
Seven,
just
eight,
phone.
Yeah. I mean, I have to go through them. And that was before social media. I mean, back in the day, I probably have to go through them. But, yeah. And my dad knows them well, too. So, I mean, you know.
So what, did you make new friends or did you expand your social circle by doing this? I mean, because, you know, you had done this
definitely.
Because it's, so who's like some of the
everybody wants to be our friend Fiesta time. Yeah. They do. We're fun to hang out with. We just, as my sister would say, we spread smiles.
Yes,
that's what we do.
Right.
People smile when they see us. We once went to a party, and it's a party that we normally go to every year on Sunday, Fiesta. We walk up, and we heard two women say, "Here are those girls with those ridiculous hats on."
Ugh.
Well, let me tell you, we didn't need to chew them out because everyone
did
else
you
was
have
like,
the
"What?"
Hat on when they...
We did. We come walking up around the corner with our hats on.
Fun record.
And we could hear them, and we were like, and let me tell you, they kind of had somebody said to them, "Are you serious? Where do you go to see such a hat?" So when you see it, you kind of go, "Wow!" Every time you look at my hat, you'll see something totally different.
Right.
I wouldn't have to change my hat for years, and every time you looked at that hat, you would see something different.
Right.
For years, I had Ambi sausage on it. It looked just like Ambi. Ambi sat up in the left corner,
perfect,
on a stack of Legos, holding a sausage.
Yeah.
It looked just like him.
Right.
Tiki umbrella over his head.
That's awesome.
And he became iconic. So. The last couple of years, I put a little sign over Ambie's saying retired.
Aww.
So,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Just,
and I have many
fun.
Pictures taken with Ambie in my hat, with Ambie on the hat.
Have you taken the picture with Ambie?
Absolutely.
No,
she just said that.
Of course.
Yeah. So.
No, we're just Ambie on the hat.
No, she just said
I know.
That.
Yeah.
But, you know.
We've taken it with the mayor, and when she was running.
And also the senator, too.
The senator.
Oh, yeah. Who else? The senator, Ann Margaret. It's just funny. It's just crazy.
Yeah. It's just so now do people know exactly what time that you're probably going to be at Beach Court and when you are walking through and people are waiting for you?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, they are.
You know when they've
because
hit the
everyone
beach.
Charts the Red Sea. It's like, what?
No, you literally know when they've hit the beach.
Are the greasy pool walkers out here? Yeah. Oh, no, it's the Hetley.
And
we
sometimes,
stand in the middle and you can tell when they hit. And sometimes, I'm like, oh, there they come.
The announcers will say, the crazy hat ladies have arrived at the beach. Wow. And so that always is a head turner. And again, there's usually a lot of people. You always find a crowd of people that have never really been there, which is so much fun because they have really no idea what's going on. And then we have so many Gloucester people that just, you know, can't wait to have a picture.
Do you stand on the beach when the greasy pole starts? Well, you don't you don't wait the whole time. Because
we
have
don't.
A party to get
we have
back
a gathering
to,
at our house that we go back to. So we stay for an hour or two.
Okay.
Or if that long, and it depends. Yeah. If it's high tide, there's not a lot of beach, so we try to do a little quick little walk through.
Okay.
And Sunday's our day. Sunday we spend all day, usually out and about.
And then what time do you start on Sunday?
It usually starts early.
The parade. Yeah, we go to the parade.
To the
parade. We go to the parade together
on
down
Sunday.
By Ed's Mini Mart. We go by Ed's Mini Mart, cross street from Ed's Mini Mart.
With your hats on.
With our hats.
Okay. And we just, you know, we go to a party. We have a party there that we go to. And we eat and we kind of chill.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we kind of just start making our way.
We just
down
like everyone
Pine
else,
Street.
We just,
we just
follow
we stop
the
at
people.
People's gatherings.
You're
like, come in, come in, check this out. Here, have a drink, have something to eat.
So, yeah, we have a routine that we do.
Awesome.
We get fed very well along the way. A lot of Madiga steak,
lots
of Madiga steak, and sweet Italian sausages. And we've been.
And then we'll go and hang out at the beach, and just, if it's a nice day, we'll just sit, we'll camp ourselves out there. And
this year, I think I'm going to go down early on Sunday, throw a couple beach chairs down there, throw a little blanket, and we're ready to go. Because I won't lie, I am tired come Sunday.
Yeah.
And we just, come on, sister, we got a handful
more
hours. We got this.
We've yet to make it to the final procession where they parade them all around the fort. Because after
at midnight?
After the greasy pole.
Are you serious? You do the whole thing?
We don't. We never made it.
But what happens is after the greasy pole, we hang out down there, and we'll go home.
Yeah.
And like, we're
exhausted
that I'm like, we don't have the energy, but we try.
We try. Don't we?
We do.
Now,
we do
Sam, did you take Monday off? Oh, you work from home now.
I work from home.
So now, yay.
And my kids have daycare on Mondays, so I do have the day off.
I have Monday off.
I never ever take Monday off. I always forget. Yeah. I'm gonna, you know.
Awesome. I take a couple days off beforehand.
You have to.
I take a couple days off after. Mm-hmm. And
we
laugh and we say, another great year.
So what happens when it becomes one of those spectacular fiesta weekends where the weather, it's just not perfect for us, and there's the fog or the rain, and it's just crappy.
Yeah.
What do you guys
do
about
that?
Your hats?
Well, if it's that raining bad, and we haven't experienced that in a long time.
We did it, a couple years ago. 2-3 years ago, it rained. They kind of
canceled it, so the hats don't come out.
We ended up taking them out the next day. Remember they on Monday?
They did the greasy pole. That was a while then. That was like
four
or 5 years ago. Yeah,
2015, I think.
Yeah,
2014.
So we take them out, but we have.
But if it's horrible rain, just like everything else, we can't take those hats out. They'd be just
ruin them.
Pummeled, you know. So
yeah,
knock on wood, we gotta. Put good vibes out there for good weather like this. You kidding me?
Right.
So,
I've already started looking at the weather. I'm like just checking everything.
Yeah,
I'm going on
a boat
on Friday. I'm trying to make sure that stays
stable.
It's supposed
to be good. I think it's going to be good.
My party goes on, rain or shine.
Yeah.
We prepared too much, but the hats might not come out both days. We always get them out one day.
Yeah,
they're always out Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah. If we know it's gonna rain, we put tarps up and stuff like that. So we'll do it just for our
friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, do you think your boys will come back and do something? Because I mean, your boys are older now. Yeah. They might be like, our moms are pretty freaking cool.
No,
done.
No, they don't.
They
don't
do think our mothers are pretty cool, but they have been done with the hats for.
Yeah.
Quite some time.
Bummer, okay.
You know what?
You guys can adopt Emmett during Fiesta when he gets older.
Yeah. Oh, see?
Robin's got two little girls who have been...
I got two girls in my life, and they're 11 years old, and they were making hats today.
Yay!
They took their hats out from last year, and I have to say, they were adding and lots of glue stick going on paint, so they're very excited about it. So I love have these little proteges, so this could go on for some time.
I have seen that one on Google Images as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
So do they walk around and be like, my mom's a crazy hat lady?
Well, the girls are not mine. They're my boyfriend's kids. But my son calls me the Crazy Fiesta Hat Lady. He's called me that forever and ever.
Like he could get in like certain places and be like, do you not know who I am? My mom's
a crazy hat lady.
Excuse me?
Well, I've had people say to me, are you the crazy hat lady? I'm like, yes, but I'm also a teacher,
right.
And I have my master's degree. But yeah, if you want to know me for the crazy hat ladies, that's right. It's kind of good that it's at the end of the school year and kids are out because they might see me and, you know, and then they don't remember and when they go back to school. So it's just fun.
So it's kind of good. Yeah.
It's all awesome. Good. It really is. It's been a lot of fun. It is funny when people say, oh, you're one of those crazy fiesta hat ladies? And we're like, yes, I am. And they get a big kick out of it. So
yeah.
It's just it. So we are, I am definitely getting very excited about this year's
fiesta.
And
no one even knows, like, it's an no one knows but you guys. Like,
that's
until
us.
You step outside.
Nobody sees
at your
us.
House, at your party, everyone's probably waited
and
with bated breath,
and want to know what's
right?
going on. Yeah. And so
what's she going to do this year?
Right?
That's always
so people are lined on the streets in my neighborhood with confetti bombs.
Oh my God.
So confetti bombs go off as we come by. It's awesome.
Wow.
I love it. I love it.
It's amazing.
It's a lot of chanting. The
it's
Greasy
a great
Polars,
moment.
I can't even tell you how I love that the Saturday walkers show up at my house.
They do. 5 or 6 years now. Yeah.
Yep. We
yeah,
feed
we go
them.
To Pete's house and we go
we,
to Robin's.
We keep them hydrated. We help them tape on costumes. We get glue guns out. We've stitched things.
Yep.
We've done that. Oh, wait, hold on. And they lead our parade. So they lead our parade at 3
and
o'clock.
And then they go down.
And right after that,
right
they're
out.
Gone. Yes. And we follow down. And I love
wow.
it.
Wow. Now, when did that start? With them coming to your
house? 5 or 6 years ago.
I'm going to say at least 6 years ago.
Yeah, 6 years.
Wow.
Well, since Brian's been doing it. I know Brian's been doing it for about 6 years.
It might have been a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Just because it would trickle in.
And how did that even manifest?
We asked somebody who was a walker. I said, bring a couple guys up. Come by the house. I'd love to have you. I think people would love to see you guys all decked out. If you don't have a place to go, come grab a burger. So that's how I asked. And now we have probably 20, 25, 30 of the guys show up.
Yeah, we go to Pete's house and we're like,
yeah, they're part of our tradition.
Let's go to Robin's. We're going to get there by 3 and we all go from
and even, I tell them, even if just swing on by for the 15-minute parade, we know you have a place to go.
And some of them even stay.
Oh, they come early. They drink, you know, look, they hydrate. They drink lots of water, soda, and then they hit that.
Carb up.
And carb up. And really, they're not walking out of there staggering by any means. So,
people, we make sure people are responsible, you know, drink responsibly, and, you know, and clean up after, you know, so people have just
everyone's
pitched.
Walking right down the street.
Right.
I have never, ever had a problem at my house in 27
really
years. I always say, watch out, invite good people, watch your neighbors and see what's going on. You know what I mean? And it really, I have to say, we have been so very lucky.
So
to
how
have,
does it make you both feel being part of the fiesta tradition in a sense? Because you guys not only are the hat ladies that go down to the beach, but knowing that now the walkers come to you as part of their tradition as well now.
Well, we love it. My sister's joked many years that we think we should get special pins. We have not been recognized.
You guys should get the walkers pin.
Like, the fiesta committee,
the
they all know
pins.
Us. But we're not recognized as, they are part of fiesta. We're part of fiesta in our own way.
Right. Exactly.
And that is fine with me.
They've been knighted by the community.
Right.
The committee.
Absolutely. Right. And that's fine with me. I don't need to have any other kind of invitation. We just do what we do because we love what we do.
I thought you guys should start making pins.
Yeah, we did pins. We have. Yeah, we did pins for a few years. We had our own pin machine.
Yeah.
We
did bracelets. So
we did, we did bracelets. Yep.
Wow.
Koozies.
Koozies. Oh, yeah. We got. We hand out koozies during our parade. Yeah.
So when Robin's husband, in 2014, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and so we did a cancer fundraiser, and we sold T-shirts, and we took donations. So that year, people were, you know, dug deep and donated, and that
was
great. Really great. Because
and we donated all the money to the cancer.
Yeah.
American Cancer Society. It was great.
Wow. And that was great.
Yeah. So we kind of just kept doing that a little bit. Actually, our mom many years ago was sick with leukemia, and I remember doing it then too. And we sent it in and we said, you know, it's not for us. Let's just see what we can do to just help a little bit, give a little bit back if we can, you know, with our silliness.
Right.
So,
that's awesome.
You know, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Can't wait to see what you guys have this year.
I don't
me
think
either.
Me too.
So,
me too.
So we have created this facade that we have to keep up. So here we are.
Right.
We're year number 19.
This is 19 years.
So here we are.
Anniversary next year.
A 20th anniversary next year of doing it. Could be.
We should go out when we're really good, when people want us.
There is no going.
People ask me all the time, like, are you doing hats? I'm like, do you really think that my sister will let me not do it?
We can't not do it. And like I said, you know, not every year is an epic year, but. I'm very excited. I finished my hat today, so I am very, very happy.
So you finished yours. Yeah. Have you finished yours, Amy?
No.
Okay.
I don't. I wait till I'm out of school because I have a lot of stuff to do at school, and I can't cross over the two things. So,
are you thinking about it at least?
Oh yeah.
I think I probably want to do this. And
yeah, it'll be done by Tuesday. Like I'm going to be working on it tomorrow and stuff like that.
And what's your best friend? Super glue, glue gun.
Oh, hot glue gun. Always a third degree burn somewhere. One year she had to tape up her hands.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's horrible. Yep. It's the hot glue gun. It's brutal.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
I mean, it's so funny because she just pulls out this box.
I have two boxes full of Fiesta stuff. Pipe cleaners, Italian figures,
Legos,
Italian flags, American flags, foamy boards.
And where do you get all that?
Hey, be nice.
Collected over the years. We've just collected it.
Do people ever give you stuff?
AC Moore. Yeah, I've had people giving us stuff. You'd be surprised. You know what our favorite time of year is? The day after Christmas. All that red and green garland.
Gold, yeah.
Fiesta. We are like, it's the most wonderful time. And they're giving it away for like a dollar. Christmas we've been known to have buckets of garland. Wow. Red, green, and gold.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
I'm like, special day just for us.
Yeah.
So, awesome. The craziness begins. My ideas in my head start in February. I really think about what I'm going to do in February. And this year wasn't that year. I thought, and I thought, and I thought, and it just went, that's what I'm going to do. Because I always do the altar, but I kind of move things around a little bit. And, it's great. I'm very happy about it. I think everyone will like it. It's very sparkly. Very sparkly.
You're here for it.
And sparkles matter.
Awesome.
So.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you ladies so much for coming out.
Well, thank you.
Sam, thank you.
No problem.
I see it being a part of our fourth year.
Thank you for asking. Yes. And we are so honored to do this.
Because I remember I asked Sam last year, I said to Sam, I was like, next year I want the crazy hat ladies. And she sent me a photo, I think on Sunday.
Me and you.
And she was like, hey, Bridget. And then she took a photo. I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. She's like, next year? I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Alicia. Guess who we got for next year's Fiesta Cash? She goes, what? Already? Why? Come on.
That's how we feel.
We got the crazy hat lady. She goes, it's not even Fiesta Sunday. It's not even over yet. I'm like,
I love it. Oh, thank you, ladies. Thank you.
It's so funny when they asked you again this year. I was like, I hope they remember.
Oh,
hey, guys.
You remember a year ago.
Yeah, I know.
I've been waiting. It is too early in May to start messaging Sam.
Sam.
I'm just going to start messaging
me
her
Monday
now.
After Fiesta. I'm like, 365 days, folks. 365.
It was our honor. We really appreciate it.
No, we really do.
I honestly have been so stoked about this because I've been telling people, I'm like, look at the crazy hat ladies. Look at the crazy Fiesta.
And I was so excited to learn all about it because, you know, even though I'm from here, I still did not know the why and the how and the everything behind it. Yeah. So
community. It really comes down to our community.
Yeah.
We take this very serious. We love this celebration for our community.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And check us out on Facebook, Crazy Hat Ladies of
Crazy Hat Ladies of
Fiesta. I already have.
Pictures.
Awesome.
You probably should get an Instagram account, huh?
Oh, my God. You guys should totally.
Why don't you create one, Sam, for us?
I will gladly. Seriously?
Done.
I'll do it.
Right. And then anyone can just do hashtag Crazy Hat Ladies, and then you can just filter through that.
Because I'm not an Instagrammer, but I will be more than happy to.
Yeah.
Awesome. I would
gladly.
Before you go, Robin, will you honor us with the chant?
Oh, I will. I will. Pakistan, al dute mute!
Viva Sempedro!
Pakistan, al dute mute!
Viva Sempedro!
Pakistan, al dute mute!
Viva Sempedro!
Viva!
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 Viva!